I was raised Orthodox Christian. I'm Serbian, so.
Here, Muslims will come and congregate 5 times a day.
He was like, you know, we believe in Jesus, right? And I was like, what?
See what we have in common and to see where the differences are has been very good to the Christian faith. And to the-
At first, it kind of surprised me. I thought I was going to walk into the masjid and it's like only, you know, brown and Arabs. And
yeah. Absolutely. We had a great time at the mosque. I would invite anybody to come.
But then I seen a lot of white people and a lot of black people, and I'm like, oh.
MCC is the most diverse masjid in the city. You will find everybody here.
For work. He's pretty tall, isn't he? I thought I was tall.
Eddie from the Dean Show. I testify. That there's nothing worthy of worship.
This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers and sisters. We're here at MCC to meet the community. Come with me. Muslim Community Center of Chicago. All right, everybody, I'm going to take you through a tour of one of the oldest and largest masjids, mosques, in Chicago. All right, so go ahead. If you're not yet Muslim or non-Muslim and you're in the area, you want to stop by, or even if you're a Muslim, you're new to the city, this is where you want to be. Come on with me. All right, so you'll come in here and you'll be welcomed. There's an office to the right. All right, there's another area. Let's go see over here. They're usually having, they got a little banquet area here. A lot of times they'll have people, groups, they'll come in from universities, from schools, from churches. People want to learn about Islam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the thank you now. How'd you guys enjoy the session?
It was great. Good.
You guys recommend more people coming?
Yes, absolutely.
Over here, what you'll have is, this is the area, the funeral area. When somebody passes away, and all of us are going to go, and this is where the family will come. They'll go ahead and they'll wash the body, prepare the body. This is another one of the team here at MCC. Please introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Yusuf Umar. I'm the manager here at MCC. Glad to have you, Brother Eddie, as always. Mashallah, Dean Show, I think it's very famous. They're doing a great job. I wish them and Brother Eddie the best. May Allah reward him for the hard work and the din that's spreading all over the United States. As a matter of fact, people out of country, they are watching as well. So may Allah make it easy for him, inshallah.
Ameen.
And
so you guys got to meet the manager here at MCC, inshallah. So make sure you stop by, tell him you saw him and you're here to visit.
Of course, inshallah. We are here to serve you, inshallah. So come here anytime and we'll be happy to help you, inshallah.
Beautiful. Jazakallah, thank you. This is what it's all about here. This is the most important place, because this is the masjid, this is the prayer area. The thing that captivates people here is the serenity, you know, that's found, the peace. If you look up at the walls, you don't see any statues, icons, you don't see any saints. People come here to connect with their creator without any intermediaries, directly to the one up above, the one who created creation, God Almighty, in Arabic, Allah. So if you're not yet Muslim and you want to connect with your creator, what better place than to come and learn about Islam from the Muslim community here at MCC. And you'll see Muslims continuing the same way as Jesus, as Moses, as Abraham, and the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, praying to one and only one God, the creator, not the creation. Here, Muslims will come and congregate 5 times a day for the 5 daily prayers. So this is it. This is the MCC. This is the main area. Pretty soon, this will fill up. There'll be a packed house here on Juma on Friday. So if you're in the area, make sure you come and visit the Muslims at MCC, the oldest and largest Muslim community center here in Chicago. Assalamu alaikum. I'm here with Yusuf. Yusuf, tell us your role here at MCC.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasul Kareem. Assalamu alaikum for everybody. I am here as a volunteer. Whatever they ask me to do, I will do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for the sake of serving our community.
Alhamdulillah. And how has MCC been serving the ummah, serving the community?
When you're talking about MCC, you're talking about something big and huge, significance in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the eyes of the community. MCC considered to be almost one of the oldest masajid in Chicagoland. MCC, I can call it myself, the mother of so many Islamic centers and masajid in the areas that we are living in. MCC serve the community from step one to until somebody pass away from in the month of Ramadan, especially the charities for the Arab community, so many, and the other non-Arab community, for the widows, for the divorced, for the single mothers, for the new immigrants. Just name it as you wish. Whenever we refer somebody, we refer it, go to MCC. You're going to find your way through MCC, inshallah. Not only that, look at Ramadan, mashallah. In every day, very unique masjid in the Chicagoland, there are so many masajid doing the assignment too, but MCC is very unique. They are feeding at least $500, $600 brothers and sisters fasting every day. What a beautiful job they are doing and serving our community. Not only that, I want to talk also about when somebody dies. I approach MCC so many times through the coronavirus, COVID-19, and so on. When a family does not have enough money, MCC step in, bring him in. We take care of that with tears, mashallah, with happiness. Then we have here the ghusl for the Muslim Funeral Services, Harun Firdausi and Salman Firdausi and their teams. That's very unique. You can see that in every masjid. That's a service for the alive community members, also for the dead ones. Subhanallah. MCC, even you cannot describe how MCC in Northside Chicago serving our community.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing, my brother?
How you been?
Good. Alhamdulillah. Tell us your name for the audience and your role here at MCC.
My name is Ali Bilal. I'm a board member and co-chair of the building committee here at MCC.
How has MCC been serving the Ummah at large with the diversity here and all the different from African Americans, Arabs? How have they been inclusive with welcoming everybody?
MCC is the most diverse masjid in the city. You will find everybody here. And all the groups will be here, and we all pray here together. All five prayers, we open all five prayers 365 days a year. And everyone gets along here, and there's no fitting at all here. So our message is working. It works well in the city. This is the kind of message you need in the city. And it's large, and it's always clean. So like I said, open every single day, 365 days a year.
You're also a convert to Islam. You accepted Islam how far back?
Well, actually, I'm not a convert. I was born in the Nation of Islam. Okay. I was in Warthi Muhammad's community for many years, so I wasn't officially a convert. Yeah. So I learned many things before I came to MCC. Yeah. I just came here because I live here, and my kids are biracial, and we live in this area. So my wife is Moroccan, so we this is a Moroccan community, so we want to be around a lot of Moroccan people to raise the children.
Yeah. You have people who go to different houses of worship, and you have like the Greek church. You'll have here this church. It's all, you know, one color, one nationality, but here it's different. Like, some people might be surprised. You got people from all walks of life, white, black, yellow, you know, everybody's welcome. Is that right?
You know, if you come here on the last 10 days of Ramadan, it'll be the closest thing you'll find to Umrah, because you will find everybody in the last 10 days staying and being here. There's no major nationality here at all. This message is found about Daisy Indo-Pacs, but this message is a firm message, and they always were very welcoming to everybody. Like, there's any place there's problems, but there's not major problems as far as that's concerned. The diversity in MCC is the key. This is the most diverse masjid that I've seen in the city at all.
So this is also for the not yet Muslims, people who have heard a lot of hype in the media. You know, if they want to come here, the not yet Muslim, non-Muslim, they want to learn about Islam, they want to meet their Muslim neighbors, what do you say to them?
Well, this would be the best place to do that, because everyone here speaks very good English, and they have very calm leadership here. In other words, people can answer your questions. They grew up here. Most of the people in administration of this masjid were born in America. And they know they lived here for quite a long time. So they know all the questions you would have, because they lived those experiences. They're from another country, but they've lived here for a long enough time. So they know what is in the American mind. This would be a good place to start. If you decide to go somewhere else for other reasons, but MCC would be the best place to start for a new convert.
We have a guest who just came into MCC. How's been your experience here at MCC over the years?
Very good, very good. It's always been very hospitable and great to have dialogue, and to see what we have in common and to see where the differences are has been very good to the Christian faith and to the people that we are training at our camp.
Beautiful. Thanks for stopping by here at MCC.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you again. Would you recommend for more people to come and learn from the Muslims to come here to visit a mosque?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's important to change misconceptions. So the only way to do that is by learning more about it.
Would you invite people to come visit a mosque?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great time at the mosque. I would invite anybody to come and check it out. And it's fascinating and enjoyable.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed it. I actually been thinking about myself converting over to Islam. not because of the fashion or because of my friends, but because I want to be closer to God. So, yeah.
He's a school principal whose hard work and dedication has impressed students and staff alike. And recently his work has caught attention of national education leaders. Habib Kadri is one of Chicago's very own.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing? Can you go ahead and let us know, you're the principal of the MEC. What is the vision and mission of your school? And where do you want to see your students after going through your education system?
So the MCC Academy, if you had to break it down into a small little motto, we call it building character and developing minds. And why character? Because one of the big things we want our students, especially our young ones, to have our focus on is that character or morality is not how what people think morality is, or human beings think what morality is, but what God thinks morality is, what Allah thinks morality is. So it's so important for us to make sure that the kids have an understanding foundation. So we want them to have that great character, that akhlaq, that behavior, so they can be successful in this world and successful in the hereafter. But we need to develop their minds to say, hey, what does God say? The rules and regulations, so we could get closer to God, to be awareness of God. So this is why through the Quran, the Islamic studies, the Arabic class, but also the academia, which Allah makes sure that we want our kids to understand that we want to be the best in this world and the best in the hereafter. So it's so important for our kids that we want them to do is be successful in their schoolwork, in their deen, and as they graduate, they can know how to take care of their families, their communities, but also a masjid like this or the schools, because you need support, arts and programs that Eddie's Dean show that, you know, who's here today doing some programs. So everyone has certain things that we want to make sure that they understand and they kind of go ahead and implement. And so hopefully they'll be successful in this world and the hereafter. And hopefully they could also be aware and be good American Muslim citizens.
May God Almighty Allah reward you for your wonderful work. He's pretty tall, isn't he? I thought I was tall.
Allah reward this brother for all the work he has done. And also on the side note, for any individuals, please make sure you keep supporting the programs that they are doing, which are trying to make awareness of our deen for not just our own Muslim community, but all of America and the world at large.
I've known him for years. I came from Colorado to help out. He's your guy. He's your local guy. Eddie from the Deen Show. Make dua for brother Eddie. Just make sincere dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids him and make this project for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I testify.
That there's nothing worthy of worship.
There's nothing
worthy of worship.
Worthy of worship.
But Allah. And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
Is the messenger.
Of Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Now we're at the MEC with the former president. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Muhammad Qaisiruddin. I've been with MCC since 1973, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. So how would you evaluate now all the progress that's been made since its inception?
It's been tremendous progress, and I've been very closely associated with MCC. I was the president of MCC for a total of 8 years, and school committee chairman, Sunday school principal, and so on. So I have seen the progress of the community center from 1973 up until now. So in 1973, we had one building that could accommodate only about 200 people for Friday prayers. Now, alhamdulillah, we have 3 buildings and that totally accommodate about 5,000 people. And so, alhamdulillah, the progress has been tremendous and the community has grown and community is very interactive with each other and they're supportive of each other.
I just had a brother introduce himself. He's Serbian. His name is Marco. He just took his shahada. Mm-hmm. And what fascinated him is when he walked into the mosque, the masjid, usually when he would go to the church at his time when he was Christian, Orthodox Christian, he'll see all Serbians, one nationality. Or he'll go to this church and he'll see this color of people. But he was amazed. He thought he's going to come in here and just see, you know, a certain group of people looking a certain way. But he was just amazed to see the diversity.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, MCC is very much blessed in that regard, you know, because of the location over here. there's not just one type of ethnic Muslim community here. There are Muslims from South Asia, of course, India and Pakistan. There are Muslims from the Middle East, Palestine and Egypt and Sudan and so on, and of Africa, and also people from Indonesia and Malaysia. They're all here, and they, alhamdulillah, they all come to MCC and take it as their home.
What would you say for the not-yet-Muslims? They've been watching a lot of the hype up there in the media.
Every Muslim is a terrorist, period. Right now. Shut your mouth. Yes, I don't want to hear your mouth.
Oh, right now, what we looking at this is evil. Muslims is evil.
You're terrorists. Every one of you are terrorists. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. Smile at me, you can say whatever you want. It's evil.
That's what we all saying. Muslims
no,
is evil.
You are.
We're evil. Y'all are evil right now.
You've been involved in Dawah, sharing the message, and they are curious, they want to know, and they live in the area. Is the door open for them to come in and ask questions?
MCC door has always been open, and lately we are making it a point to open it up for people and inviting people, both in the Elston location and here in Morton Grove location. We are inviting the neighbors to come in here and talk to us, enjoy some of our snacks that we, you know, worldwide ethnic snacks, and learn about Islam. And the people do some fun things for them, ask them to write their names in Arabic, and we write their names in Arabic and give it to them as a nameplate that they can put, and to do some henna on their hands and so on. So the people really enjoy it. Of course, they listen to, they talk about Islam, and they say, okay, we didn't know Islam about this way. So what Islam is presented in the media is completely wrong, completely different what true Islam is. So when they come to our home, then they know what Islam is.
I got an amazing surprise for you. Brother came and approached me. Marco, how are you? Salaam alaikum.
Good, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
So Marco just accepted Islam. And tell us about this journey that you took, that you're here today and we met at the mosque.
I was raised Orthodox Christian. I'm Serbian, so, you know, the tensions have always been high, and I haven't really known anything about Islam for, like, a long time. So just about 2 months ago, maybe, I met a Saudi Arabian girl, and she was just telling me about Islam, and I was, like, shocked. She was like, you know, we believe in Jesus, right? And I was like, what? You know, because it's surprising when you don't know anything about Islam. And so she was just teaching me stuff about the Quran and the Prophet, peace be upon him, and, you know, stuff like that. And then I started watching YouTube videos. I found the Dean Show. I started just watching videos and trying to learn as much as possible. And I just prayed. And for the first time, I didn't pray to Jesus. I just said, God, whoever you are, can you just guide me to your way? And that same night, I, like, just started crying, but it was, like, tears of joy. And it was Thursday night, and I was ready to convert the next day. And as you know, Friday is Jummah, so it was perfect, and I just converted the next day.
And you took your Shahada, the testimony of faith, declaring that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that Muhammad is the messenger, just like Jesus is the messenger of Abraham. He's just the last and final messenger. It makes sense, worshiping the creator, not the creation. And you took your Shahada here at the MEC Masjid.
SubhanAllah, just right, wallahi, before I came to the khutbah, this brother called Marco from Serbia, although Eddie is Bosnian, and I know Bosnian, Serbia. The brother's name is Marco. He said, I just accepted Islam 10 days ago, I think, I'm not mistaken, maybe 10 days ago, something like that, because of a video that I watched. 10 reasons why, I think it's with Yosha Evans, if I'm not mistaken, 10 reasons why Jesus is not God. He said, imagine that. Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
How was the community in welcoming you?
It was actually very accepting and loving. And the guy I sat next to, he moved his own son. And he told me to sit next to him instead of his son. So it was very accepting. And I appreciate, you know, everyone welcoming me into the community. And it's been nice.
So do you see the diversity here? When you walk in, you see black, white.
Yeah.
You're Serbian, I'm Bosnian. You can see people from all different walks of life, nationality not separating us, but all of us coming together under the worship of one God and living a morally upright life. How has that had an effect on you?
It's been very surprising because, you know, when I go to church, it's like only Serbians. There's a couple Greeks, maybe, you know, a couple Bosnians, maybe, you know, a little bit of diversity. But I haven't seen one black person, one, you know, Middle Eastern person, nothing. So at first it kind of surprised me. I thought I was going to walk into the masjid and it's like only, you know, brown and Arabs. And
yeah.
But then I seen a lot of white people and a lot of black people and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not the only one here that's, you know, the only white guy. So it was nice to have a little bit of, you know, sense of community as well. But it's been very nice and I think very accepting to me. So
congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
Welcome to Islam.
Thank you.
May Allah keep you firm and steadfast.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Masood Bijapuri. I'm currently the president of the Muslim Community Center in Chicago. And we have three campuses here. We're here right now in Morton Grove campus. We have one in the Chicago, which is the first one. And we also have a new one in Skokie, which is our school, full-time school also.
How is the mission and vision being fulfilled under your leadership?
Okay, well, thank you for that. We're currently, as you can see, MCC is growing, you know, and this year, alhamdulillah, you know, we had, this is my first year at MCC, and I just completed six months with MCC, so it's a short period of time under my leadership currently, but alhamdulillah, we're seeing the MCC is growing because we have more and more people now coming to MCC. We have many programs that are happening under both religious affairs. As you can see, every Friday, we have different topics on the religious affairs committee. We also do community services, you know, the zakat services at MCC. We have funeral services at MCC. So we are also doing many, many services beside the religious part. We do the community service. And as you see, we have two facilities that provide education. You know, we have MCC full-time school here and also Skokie full-time school. So we're growing every year. More and more children are, you know, are enrolling in the programs for the Sunday school and the full-time school. So there we're continuously, MCC is growing. Our vision is to provide the services, both through religious services, the community services, and the education services, so we can make sure that the community is happy with MCC. And also, MCC is the first masjid that we, you know, was in Chicago. So we consider the mother of the organization. Many of the centers that you see around MCC came after the MCC. So we just celebrated 50 years in 2019. So alhamdulillah, MCC is always looking forward to other centers.
Subhanallah, today we are very happy and welcome Deen Center team. They are here, subhanallah. You know, Brother Eddie, that I know him for almost like, you know, good 17 years. And Allah has chosen him, wallahi, to do the work that he is doing it. But we should be grateful to them for helping us to fulfill these obligations that Allah has chosen us to be the best nation, to serve the humanity. And subhanAllah, he is doing it on his behalf and behalf of many other people also, inshallah. So they are here. I really urge you, inshallah, to support him and to help him.
Sheikh, can you tell me what role has MCC played from a religious perspective to develop such a vibrant and inclusive community?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, MCC, since its inception for almost like 5 decades ago, 1969 was the time that, you know, this organization was set up. It has been since then developing the community. Our focus is on the development of the community in different segments, including our youth and seniors and women and what so not. And beside these basic religious needs that we fulfill, performing the salah and Eid and all other lectures and talks and halaqas, we pay special attention to encourage them for their civic engagement. So some of our community members, mashallah, I'm very happy and glad to tell you that they are on the board of trustees to our village, mashallah, here, to the libraries, the public libraries, and they are also playing multiple roles in different capacities in the civic organization and institutions. And we also work very closely with all the other communities that are here, and then including our centers, both our centers, mashallah, now we have three centers in three different locations, one in Chicago, one is Morton Grove, one is in Skokie, and we are also the voting centers when the time comes in. So we have been working, and we have outreach and dawah activities and interfaith activities in which, like, for example, of Open Masjid, Open Mosque Day, Open Masjid Day, as well as you know, Malcolm X Day and, you know, Muhammad Ali's days. So these are the institutions where we are inviting people, getting these opportunities to grow with us. And then we provide complete services, you know, from childbirth, subhanAllah, when that comes up, we have the rental places that they come and rent and they celebrate their aqiqah and their bismillah and their Quran when they start. We have the school as they grow up, subhanAllah, full-time school, Saturday school and Sunday school for their religious education as well as the academic education, because this is from preschool to the high school. We have a full-time school, alhamdulillah. Then as they grow, we have the weekly halqa program. We have a yearly youth camping activities. And then when they grow up, mashallah, they are ready. We also have the nikah registration ceremonies right here, alhamdulillah. Almost like about 50 nikahs happen yearly. And then same thing when mashallah, they have their own babies, this whole cycle comes in. So this is the third generation, mashallah, in 50 years, alhamdulillah, that we have seen the community has developed and grown, and it has create their impact in almost every walk of the life.
MCC really helped shape like my core identity as a young Muslim, and was my education, my growth, my spirituality, and it helped shape my values. And so I was here from pre-K to eighth grade, and by the time I left, I felt really, really secure in my deen. And I think that was, like, the most important thing that I took away from MCC, because I was able to, like, hold on to that even though I didn't go back to an Islamic institution after graduating.
Okay, sure. Assalamu alaikum. So my name is Amar Siddiqui. I actually came to this community about 10 years ago, and right away the biggest impact that was done on my life, especially because of me entering high school, was the impact of the youth group here at MEC, the Young Muslims group that they had here. And because of that, I feel like that made a huge impact in the way I am as a Muslim, my Muslim identity, especially going through high school, those 4 years, it shaped me a lot. But outside of that, there's also a lot of, you know, youth groups for the sisters as well. YM is more of a brothers group. There's a sisters group for high school only. There's also a middle school group for sisters and a middle school group for brothers. And there's also Youth of MEC, which actually combines, you know, allows brothers and sisters to be in a gathering together. Where they have different events, they have different activities outdoors, indoors, different haraqat led by amazing speakers. And because of that, I mean, it's led to, you know, MEC's own community where people, even outside of these different organizations and activities, we have things in the masjid just, you know, spontaneously because we've been connected to the masjid. So alhamdulillah, because of that, we've had the opportunity to meet a lot of new people. And it's built a relationship not only with each other and, you know, the community here, but also with the masjid. And it's led a lot of people to come to the masjid and attend regularly, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Dr. Sabah Khan, and I'm the Vice President of Muslim Community Center Chicago, which is one of the largest Muslim organizations here at the land of Chicago. This organization is more than 50 years old, and this is one of the trailblazers when it comes to these kind of organization. The women here at this masjid and the school system that we have are very active. And mashallah, you'll see the representation of women not only at the board level where the administrative decisions are made, but also at the school level, at committee levels, at different programs that we do when it comes to religious affairs, social events, educational events, youth events. You'll see the participation of women who are so actively involved in this community and the masjid.
All right. Thank you guys again for visiting us. Thank you. Peace. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
This is your brother Hamza Andreas Dzordzis, and I want every single one of you to support Eddie from The Dean Show financially and otherwise. But in what way? I want you to support his new project, The Dean Center. It's going to be a transformative experience, this center. Why? Because it's going to be a masjid, it's going to be a place of worship, it's also going to have fitness facilities, and it's also going to be a dawah center to call people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muslims and non-Muslims. And we trust Eddie completely. I, for one, will take 1,000 bullets for Eddie. He has a vision. He has more than 15 years of experience in the dawah. He's had a huge success with the Deen Show, and he has the support of many du'at and preachers and scholars from all around the world. It's going to be an amazing project for everybody. Go to thedeancenter.org, donate now.